The purpose of the implementers meeting is really to bring together people who actually implement HIV/AIDS programs from around the world to really share their experiences and learn from each other about not so much high-level science, what is the virus and how is it evolving, but really when you try to actually implement HIV/AIDS programs, what is working and what isn't.
There seems to be a growing emphasis on local programs that the local community leaders or local officials really need to be involved and determine what should be done.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And I'll tell you that at this meeting, we had 1,500 implementers from more than 55 countries around the world. And one of the key messages that came out of this meeting, one of the major themes was, actually there were four, sustainability, efficiency, effectiveness, and prevention. And when you're looking at sustainability, efficiency, and effectiveness, actually all of them really, what you find is that it's really, really important for these programs to be locally owned and led. In other words, communities need to decide what's going to work for them and what is the most effective way, and they need to really take charge of the programs. That's the only way you're going to ensure long-term continuity, as well as that the programs are really relevant to the people who they're directly reaching out to.
So how do you at PEPFAR feel certain that these programs would work? What do you look for?
One of the great things about this meeting is that it's actually what we call abstract-driven. In other words, there were 345 abstracts presented at this meeting. And what that means is that it's peer-reviewed. In other words, it's not just me saying, you know what, I really like my program, and I'd like to share it and present it to you, but rather the people submit an abstract, and then it is reviewed by a panel of experts to determine whether or not, in fact, this reaches a certain standard that could be replicated in other places, that the data is really good, that it's actually telling a true story. And that's how we base the selection of what's presented here.
Did you run into anyone who was concerned about the global economic crisis and whether that would jeopardize funding for their programs?
That was a very key theme of the meeting, that there is this time of real global economic pressures, and there was a lot of discussion about how the HIV/AIDS community and programs continue to grow, expand, and be effective in a time of not growing resources. I think we would all acknowledge that in HIV and AIDS there's considerable resources available, but we don't see them growing exponentially in the future. So there was a lot of discussion about how very important it is that we partner well, that we really look to make sure we're not wasting any resources.
So what was the general response to PEPFAR from those you met?
PEPFAR is a really well-appreciated program around the world. I think the U.S. government has much to be proud of, and people really recognize that. The U.S. is the largest donor to HIV/AIDS when you look at both our bilateral funds, as well as we are the largest contributor to the global fund. So there's huge appreciation